Every day, environmental technician David Sotelo parks his van by a manhole at a Baltimore public housing facility. He hauls out bags of ice from the van and starts smashing them against the ground. It's the first step in a 24-hour process for sampling wastewater. The ice helps keep the sample at 39.2 degrees Fahrenheit. If the sample is too warm, any traces it had of COVID-19 would die before testing. Sotelo works for Inspection Experts Incorporated, a business contracted by the Maryland Department of the Environment. The department is leading the statewide wastewater testing initiative. Governor Larry Hogan announced $1 million in CARES Act funding for the project in November. Assistant Secretary Suzanne Dorsey says this new testing strategy would primarily help residents in public housing and correctional facilities.
So how do we support and engage in the most vulnerable parts of our community? How do we bring resources to parts of our community that maybe are less likely to be tested, for instance?
In order for the test to be effective, a facility must use a wastewater stream that is isolated from the rest of the city. Dorsey says they aren't targeting other vulnerable facilities like nursing homes, whose residents and staff already get regular clinical testing. It should also be a facility where people aren't just passing through, like schools.
But a lot of kids will say, I don't use the bathroom at school. So if we know somebody is going to be using the bathroom at their house, then we have a high chance of catching them.
In Baltimore, there are 15 sampling locations spread out across 9 housing facilities. The Housing Authority owns most of them and oversees the project in coordination with the City Health Department. Sotelo covers all of the city's sampling locations. He visits about 5 to 6 of them every day. Sotelo is checking that the sampling unit is fully charged. The unit runs entirely on a lead acid battery.
I always check it before it goes down.
Inside the cylindrical sampling unit is a smaller jar. That's where the wastewater goes. Sotelo dumps the ice around that jar. He then opens the manhole using a magnetic manhole opener. There's also tubing that goes from the unit into the wastewater. Sotelo has to purge the tube of anything that could affect the sample. Setting up a sampling unit takes about half an hour. Then every hour, the unit collects 110 milliliters of wastewater.
So it's going to do that for 24 times within the next 24 hours. And then tomorrow, at the same time tomorrow, he'll be back here to collect the whole sample.
That's Rashan Abayagunawardena, Vice President of Inspection Experts Incorporated, who's also on the scene today. He says that the gradual hourly process creates what's called a composite sample, and that it's more effective than grabbing a full sample at once.
Within these housing facilities, there could be any sort of variation that happens within that 24-hour period. So we want to capture that broadened spectrum.
Once Sotelo collects a sample, he'll send it to a lab in Rockville, Maryland, contracted by the Department of the Environment. The testing is done using a PCR test similar to the one used for nose swabs. For wastewater, Dorsey says, it's quantitative PCR. That means it can detect the amount of COVID in the wastewater sample. The results come back in about 1 to 2 days.
So it's extremely accurate. It cannot be used to determine exactly how many people are infected. It couldn't be traced, for instance, to an individual apartment.
Using wastewater to detect COVID-19 isn't unique to Maryland. Other states like Utah and Colorado have been using the strategy to prevent outbreaks. Kellogg Schwab, a professor at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, has been investigating viral outbreaks through wastewater for many years across the country and abroad.
Wastewater epidemiology, as we call it sometimes, is a powerful tool that can be used. It is but one of many parts to a more progressive public health assessment.
It doesn't work for all viruses, though. The flu, for example, doesn't show up in fecal matter. Dr. Adina Greenbaum is the Assistant Commissioner of the Bureau of Clinical Services in the Baltimore City Health Department. She says wastewater tests could help them prevent outbreaks before they happen.
So COVID is excreted in the GI tract of individuals who are infected, and it's excreted before somebody might develop symptoms. So it can be an early indication that somebody is infected. So somebody might not know that they have COVID, but you can find COVID in the wastewater.
Both Greenbaum and Schwab say at first, it's hard to tell whether there is an outbreak in a facility based on how much COVID there is in a single sample. But eventually, Schwab says, the data will give bigger clues.
But if you do it over time, you can start to see trends and increases in the level of these particular microorganisms in a waste stream is reflective of potential of more people showing the illness and shedding it.
When levels of COVID increase over time in the wastewater samples, that may indicate an oncoming outbreak, and residents would receive notice. Greenbaum says if it's a small increase, the health department would start with reinforcing safety guidelines like mask wearing and hand washing. If it's a dramatic increase, Greenbaum says they would make more resources like nose swab tests available to a facility.
So if we can test them sooner than we would have tested them without that notification of COVID being in the wastewater, we hope they can isolate sooner, and then we can do contact tracing, and all of that can start earlier than if we would have waited for them to develop symptoms.
Encouraging people to take the tests may be a challenge. Monica Watkins, the Senior Vice President of Engineering, Energy, and Capital Improvements at the Housing Authority, leads the project in Baltimore. Watkins says part of her job is to build trust with residents.
We want them to be healthy, and we'll do what we can to help them also combat COVID in their neighborhood.
Dorsey says spreading awareness around wastewater trends, as well as recommending safety guidelines, could be an effective strategy against outbreaks.
In the housing unit, we couldn't force people to be tested. That's not, you know, and the whole approach with this is not to be heavy-handed, but to be collaborative with our local entities.
She described the project as a great learning experience for the Department of the Environment and its partners.
I think it's really indicative of the pandemic, bringing together cutting-edge science. We've had a lot of conversations outside of Maryland, and everybody is just amazing at sharing lessons learned in their states. Hey, do this, don't do this, try this.
Housing Authority CEO Janet Abrahams sees the initiative as a stepping stone for future projects.
We have developed the relationship and the partnership with the health department and with the state from a partnership standpoint. To me, that was something that was lacking. And now I can see where how well these partnerships work, especially for the good of our residents.
Watkins hopes that they can get more resources to continue the ongoing pilot initiative and use it for future epidemics. The pilot initiative, which began in mid-December, is set to run for 6 months. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.